This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Loath though we are to be the bearers of bad news, we're obliged to tell you it's entirely possible that your travel plans for next year might be a little bit more expensive than you'd planned for. As part of his 2014 budget request, President Obama has proposed an increase in federal taxes and fees for airline tickets. What you're already paying in taxes and fees combined amounts to about 20% of your airfare. So with the prospect of that burden growing, we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith to compare goods and services and their taxes.
The proposed taxes would help pay for passenger screening and airport security. Plane tickets aren't the only tax-heavy consumer purchase. Richard Morrison is with the Tax Foundation.
Spirits, beer, cigarettes, gasoline, meals taxes, meals in restaurants, and cell phones often have a much higher than usual tax rate on them.
Uncle Sam slaps a 5.8% tax on cell phone bills. If you live in Nebraska, add a 25% state tax to that. The federal government adds a dollar to every pack of cigarettes and $13.50 to every gallon of liquor. And still,
airlines as an industry are taxed more than tobacco and alcohol.
Henry Hardefeld is a travel industry analyst at Hudson Crossing. He says airline taxes take a toll on the industry.
Our research shows that half of travelers allowed their budgets to dictate where they end up going.
Hardefeld says higher fees would hit leisure destinations like Florida and Las Vegas especially hard.
My concern is that this could cause some people to say, I'll either stay home or not fly.
But economist Clifford Winston with the Brookings Institution doesn't think that will happen.
There'd be modest increases there, but I don't see a huge change in the price.
If you decide to drive instead of fly, keep this in mind. The federal tax on gas is 18 cents a gallon, and you might want to avoid New York, where you'll pay another 50 cents a gallon in taxes, pretty much the same tax rate you'd pay to fly. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.